in today for Sunny Young, who is out. And hello to both of you.
Sporty greetings to you, Kim and Yeheus, holding the fort for the great Sunny Young today with my colleague, Jonah Haskell. And speaking of Jonah, Jonah kicks off the show today with his daily Wimbledon update. It's all yours, Jonah.
Thanks, Toddy. Novak Djokovic and Serena Williams are your 2015 Wimbledon men's and women's champions. The most prestigious tournament in tennis concluded over the weekend at the All England Club in London. On Saturday, American Serena Williams justified her number one ranking by defeating Spaniard Garbiñe Muguruza in a tight two-set final, 6-4, 6-4. Appearing in her first final at a major, Muguruza, who is just 21, will have many more shots at winning Wimbledon in her career if she continues to play at the high level that she did in London. Serena, on the other hand, is in the second half of her career but is playing the best tennis of her life. She has now won 28 consecutive matches and can place her sixth Wimbledon trophy next to those from the 2015 French and Australian Opens and the 2014 US Open. This will be the first time that a player has held all four major trophies at the same time since Serena herself did it in 2002 and 2003. If Williams can continue her unbeaten streak and win the U.S. Open in September this year, she will become the first woman to complete the Grand Slam in women's singles since the great Steffi Graf completed the feat in 1988. After she won, Serena spoke what it was like to win the Serena Slam.
It is really a great feeling. The moment is still setting in a little bit, and I'm just really excited about it because I didn't want to talk about the Serena Slam, and I honestly wouldn't have thought last year after winning the U.S. Open I would win the Serena Slam at all. It's super exciting. I just knew I wanted to win Wimbledon this year. Of all the Grand Slams, it was the one that I hadn't won in a while, and so I was like, I really want to win Wimbledon, and you know, it happened, so just amazing. It feels really, really good.
I'm sure it does. On Sunday, the men's final featured a clash of titans as world number one and defending men's Wimbledon champ Novak Djokovic took on world number two Roger Federer, who is a seven-time winner at Wimbledon. An intense match was delayed by rain in the third set, but the weather eventually let up, and Djokovic's superb passing shot proved too much for Federer as the Joker won the match 7-6, 6-7, 6-4, 6-3. It was a nice rebound for Novak after he lost in the final of the French Open to Stan Wawrinka in June, and along with the Australian Open, this is Djokovic's second major win of the year. After the match, Djokovic spoke about his career success so far.
I'm very proud with all the success that I had so far in the career and everything I reached. And if you know, you would ask me as a 14-year-old back in Serbia trying to find my way, this is how I'm going to end up, you know, at 28, of course I would sign the deal and take it right away.
And I think any of us would take that deal right away. The final major of 2015 will be the U.S. Open, played in New York from August 31st until September 13th.
Thanks, Jonah. And Jonah will be back a little later with another report. In the Gold Cup, the U.S. defeated Haiti on Friday in their second Group A match, 1-0. The game happened at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. The U.S. now advances to the knockout stage of the Gold Cup. U.S. forward Clint Dempsey scored the only goal in the game for the U.S. It happened in the 47th minute after receiving a pass from teammate forward Giazzi Zardes. Dempsey has scored all three of the team's goals so far in the Gold Cup tournament. USA goalkeeper Brad Guzan saved four shots from going into the goal. With their victory, the U.S. has locked up first place in Group A with 6 points. They will play their final Group A match against Panama today. The game will take place at the Sporting Park in Kansas City, Kansas. And now switching gear, here again is Jonah Haskell with the latest on Tour de France.
Riders in the most prestigious bicycle race in the world are getting a well-earned rest today. The Tour de France takes a day off after stage 9. After having started over a week ago in the Netherlands before winding its way through Belgium and then along the north coast of France, the race is now almost halfway over. The current leader is Christopher Froome, who, despite being listed as British, was born in Nairobi, Kenya. Froome, who rides for Team Sky, has a 12-second lead over second-place TJ Van Garderen of the United States and the BMC Racing Team. There is one African team in the competition this year called MTN Kubeka. It is made up of South African and Eritrean riders. Although the team is currently in last place, Daniel Tekle Haimanote of Dibarwa, Eritrea, has been a bright spot for the team. Daniel currently holds the polka dot jersey, awarded at the end of each stage to the best climber in the field. In other words, Tekle Haimanote is the best in the race at biking up mountains, and it is not particularly close as he has come in first place of the climber rankings in four consecutive stages. The race kicks off again in the south of France on Tuesday as riders will begin trekking through the Pyrenees Mountains to the on the border with Spain before they cut out east across France to the Swiss Alps before finishing the final stage on the Champs-Élysées in Paris.
And finally, here is a recap of the National Basketball Association's free agency activity. One of the big-name free agents, LaMarcus Aldridge, announced he will be taking his talents back to his home state of Texas. There, he will join the San Antonio Spurs. He signed a contract with the Spurs for 4 years and $80 million. Aldridge previously played with the Portland Trail Blazers for 9 seasons, making the All-Star team 4 times in his career. He will be joining a team that is led by his idol, Tim Duncan, and other talented players like Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, Danny Green, Kawhi Leonard, and David West. West also signed with the Spurs by taking a huge pay cut just to compete for a championship. Marc Gasol has signed a 5-year, $100 million contract to remain with the Memphis Grizzlies. DeAndre Jordan will remain with the Los Angeles Clippers after changing his mind about signing with the Dallas Mavericks. And the other big-name free agent, LeBron James, will remain with the Cleveland Cavaliers after signing a 2-year, $47 million contract. Well, that's it for this edition of the Sunny Side of Sports with my colleague Jonah Haskell. I'm VOA's Toddy Abeje. Back to you, Kim and Yeheyes.
Thank you, Toddy, and thank you, Jonah. And listen to the Sunny Side of Sports Monday through Friday at 1631 UTC and 1831 UTC. And on Fridays, Sunny has an expanded half-hour edition of the Sunny Side of Sports at 1730 hours UTC, right here on the Voice of America.
Coming up in Kenya, pregnant women satisfying a curious craving by eating stones. And next, orphans in Zimbabwe benefiting from a fishery project to alleviate poverty. But first, some music. Here is Vicky Fornaf, Sierra Leone, with Thank You.
Keep him in your memories. Thank you. Oh yeah. I thank you.